This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Tariffs on hold for now, at least some of them. President Trump says he's pausing 25% U.S. tariffs targeting imports from Mexico for a month, as our Adrian Bard reports from Mexico City.
Mexico agreed to reinforce its northern border with 10,000 troops effective immediately to help stave off fentanyl trafficking. President Sheinbaum said Mr. Trump agreed the U.S. would work harder to stop the trafficking of high-powered weapons to Mexico. On the trade agreement, she said the U.S. and Mexico created a new working group effective today.
Trump says he's speaking with Canada's prime minister next hour and with China within 24 hours. Tariffs against those countries are set to take effect at midnight. It oversees humanitarian and security programs in 120 countries around the world. But correspondent Cammie McCormick says U.S. aid is on the chopping block from President Trump.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio in El Salvador told reporters he's very troubled by reports the agency wasn't cooperating with the administration in its review of what was being spent.
Every dollar we spend and every program we fund will be aligned with the national interest of the United States. USAID has a history of sort of ignoring that and deciding that they're somehow a global charity separate from the national interest. These are taxpayer dollars.
Rubio will now be the acting administrator as the agency is merged with the State Department, and there will be significant job cuts.
Democratic lawmakers have protested the move, saying Trump lacks constitutional authority to shut down U.S. aid without congressional approval. Now to the latest on the Washington, D.C. plane crash from last week. Crews have removed one of the plane's two engines and a large section of fuselage from the bottom of the Potomac River. Our Skyler Henry says the plane broke into at least three parts, and there are still bodies underwater.
There are still 12 remains that are still unaccounted for. Officials indicated yesterday that they believe that the removal of this wreckage could help divers and others find those 12 remains.
On the Philadelphia plane crash, where 7 people were killed, the number of injured has just now risen to 24 people. 4 remain hospitalized, 3 of whom are in critical condition. Super Bowl 59 is Sunday in the city of New Orleans. Mayor LaToya Cantrell says they're ready.
We know that we're built to host. We know that we're second to none when it comes to our culture and just the magic that this city has to offer.
And it marks the 11th time the city has hosted the event. Get your Cowboy Carter boots out.
Now I'm going to need all my cowboys to dance.
After her big night at the Grammys, Beyonce announces her Cowboy Carter tour. The 22-stop tour kicks off April 28th in Los Angeles. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine-based Johnson Outdoors has announced a $15 million loss for its fiscal first quarter. The outdoor recreation equipment manufacturer says the downturn is due to market challenges, and they note that the first quarter historically generates their lowest sales. A 21-year-old Menards employee in Burlington was fatally struck by a co-worker's vehicle in the store's parking lot last night. It happened as both employees were leaving the closed store. The 20-year-old driver is cooperating with police. The Racine City Council will discuss allocating $2.1 million in funds at an upcoming meeting. That includes a significant grant for the Lincoln King Community Center and improvements to Ohio Street. There's more at RacineCountyEye.com. And Racine County has approved funding for a single-lane roundabout at the intersections of Highways K and V. That's an intersection that's seen 54 accidents and 16 injuries over the last 5 years. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another loss for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had the lead but lost at home last night to the Memphis Grizzlies, 132-119. Giannis had 30 points, Chris Middleton with 20. Damian Lillard asked how Milwaukee's now lost to the Grizzlies 7 games in a row.
They got a lot of depth, so they're constantly bringing in different bodies, and they all fly around, they crash the glass. You know, to beat a team like this, you got to match that energy.
The Bucks are in Oklahoma City tonight against the Thunder. The Badgers are back home tomorrow night against Indiana. Carolina, they picked up a win at Northwestern over the weekend. NFL, in New Orleans, the Chiefs and the Eagles getting ready for the Super Bowl this Sunday. If Kansas City wins, that would make Patrick Mahomes a three-peat champion, like Michael Jordan or baseball's Derek Jeter.
I'm watching them and listening to things when they talk about, that's helped shape my career and how I have to work. And obviously, that's a long way, so I feel like still for me to go to be mentioned with those guys, but I'll try to do whatever I can to be close enough as I can be.
That's the Chiefs quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Overcast and dreary. A few spotty sprinkles and mild temperatures in the upper 30s. Winds are breezy, though, and they'll stay that way tonight and through tomorrow, taking our temperatures down to the teens by early tomorrow morning and only letting them climb to the mid-20s. Plus, we'll have wind chills on top of that. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
When your baby don't love you, kind of a drag. When you know she's been untrue. Oh, listen to me when I'm speaking, 'cause you know the words I've been saying. I know that you've been cheap, girl.
News and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Stuart J. Waddles is in the studio. How you doing, Stuart?
Hey, Kurt. How you doing, bud?
Doing all right. Super Bowl is all set for this weekend. And it says here, tell me if you believe this.
Okay.
26% of Americans say that God personally determines who wins the Super Bowl.
Well, I guess. I mean, sure. Yeah, I'll go along with that.
You think God determines the Super Bowl?
No, I'll go along with 26% people believe in that. That's what I think it might be more, and people aren't being honest with the.
I think it might be more. Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Forget the fact that, you know, they have terrific, gifted athletic abilities. They have fast feet. They have strategies on the field that are, you know, cunning. But no.
God. I mean, I guess I'd argue that if you're a believer, that anything that happens is.
Well, that's okay.
I guess I may be going a little deep here, but yeah, I also think that God doesn't like the Eagles, so
so the Chiefs are going to win?
We'll see. Yeah.
Let's see. The survey showed that 26% of Americans and 27% of those who describe themselves as sports fans believe that God plays a role in determining which team is going to win a sporting event, and the majority of Americans, 71%, disagree. So...
All right. Yeah, I'll go along with that. It's always interesting to hear the post game talk of like happens in college football. You watch a lot of college football?
Not a lot.
Almost after every single game, whoever gets interviewed, I would like to first thank Lord and Savior.
Sure. Well, why not?
I guess I'm a little surprised by the numbers that you're bringing forward.
I'm just looking forward to the snacks.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
What's on the top of your list?
Don't know yet. What do you recommend?
You make some of that French onion dip. That's always good. Yeah. Nice and easy. You get some cream cheese and you mix in the French onion mix and dipping going on.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right, there's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Feelings, nothing more than feeling, trying to forget my feelings of love, teardrops rolling down on my face, trying to forget my feelings of love. I've never met you, girl. You'll never come again. Feeling, oh, 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 feeling.
like I've never lost you. And feelings like I've never had you. Again in my heart. Feelings for my life, I'll feel it. I wish I'd never met you, girl. You'll never come again. And feelings like I'll never have you again in my life. Feeling, oh, oh, feeling, oh, oh, feeling again.
RJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio. Is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on. No need in bringing them back cause they're never really gone. Just an old-fashioned love song. One I'm sure they wrote for you and me. Just an old our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back cause they're never really gone. Just an old-fashioned love song coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old song.
Sunday afternoon.
News, timeless hits from the Rascals and Groovin' on WRJN. And when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody's better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens with recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays here on WRJN. You can see the entire sports lineup on demand at WRJN.com. But now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine-based Johnson Outdoors has announced a $15 million loss for its fiscal first quarter. The outdoor recreation equipment manufacturer says the downturn is due to market challenges, and they note that the first quarter historically generates their lowest sales. CEO Helen Johnson-Leopold is reassuring investors, saying she recognizes changes may be necessary for future growth. A Burlington Menards employee was killed in a parking lot accident last night. Police say at around 9, a 21-year-old died after being struck by a co-worker's vehicle in the Menards parking lot. Burlington police say both employees were leaving the closed store when the collision occurred. A 20-year-old driver, also an employee, remained on site to assist police. No charges have been issued as investigators work to figure out what happened. A proposed natural gas plant in Paris heads to a public hearing. We Energies is holding listening sessions Wednesday as they seek approval for a methane gas plant. At the Union Grove Village Hall Wednesday, We Energies officials will try to inform about the use of 14 acres east of 144th. The Public Service Commission is expected to give an opinion soon on whether the project can proceed. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather. Overcast and dreary. A few spotty sprinkles and mild temperatures in the upper 30s. Winds are breezy, though, and they'll stay that way tonight and through tomorrow, taking our temperatures down to the teens by early tomorrow morning and only letting them climb to the mid-20s. Plus, we'll have wind chills on top of that. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35. WRJN.
Cherokee Nation put us on this reservation, took away our ways of life, the tomahawk and the Bowie knife. Our native tongue and taught their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand are nowadays made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die.
wear a shirt and tie. I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return.
To the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road. Searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire. I can hear you through the whine. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all. Wichita lineman is still on the line.
news, timeless hits. It's WRJN.
Dressed in their summer clothes. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands. Sunny, sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. I love you. I love you.
Listen, do you want to know a secret? Mexico. If you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding what to do. All that talk of opportunities, TV breaks and movies rang true, sure rang true. Seems it never rains in summer.
Out of
Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare.
WRJN Racine, it's 3 o'clock, and these are the votes.
Up every morning just to keep a job, I gotta find my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain, while another
the deck goes